Protection for the Supreme Court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A large, unclimbable fence installed around the Supreme Court building overnight. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News he believes the leaker of the draft suggesting Roe v. Wade could be overturned was someone trying to put political pressure on the justices.
We're going to find this person, and when they're found, they're going to be fired off on the spot. They will be disbarred if they're members of the bar, or they will never be admitted to the bar to be a lawyer. And to the extent they've broken criminal laws, right, they need to be prosecuted and sent to jail.
President Biden using the leak to slam Donald Trump supporters.
In response to a question about the Supreme Court's potential overturning Roe v. Wade and abortion protections, the president said,
"What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history."
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's a message the president is likely to make as he campaigns for Democrats ahead of the midterm elections.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the White House. Justice Samuel Alito, who authored the leaked draft, has canceled a scheduled speaking appearance before a judicial conference today. Tornadoes striking in northern Texas and east central Oklahoma last night. In the Oklahoma town of Seminole, this teacher took refuge with her children in a school building that then took a direct hit.
It was scary and devastating, but I'm just so thankful to God that my babies are okay.
The National Weather Service says there is a risk of more tornadoes today from East Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. The Federal Reserve Board boosting its key interest rate by half a point yesterday, driving stocks higher. The Dow up 932 points, NASDAQ gained 410, the S&P 500 124 points. But early morning Dow futures are trading more than 150 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
California's net neutrality law has survived a legal challenge from providers.
Internet service providers pulled the plug on their challenge to California's net neutrality law Wednesday night after an earlier defeat in appeals court. That's a win for California consumers who want to surf the net without paying extra for faster internet speeds. A 2018 California law prohibits ISPs from blocking or throttling traffic or offering so-called fast lanes for those willing to pay. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Ukrainian forces say they've repelled Russian attacks in the east and recaptured some territory, even as Moscow moves to obstruct the flow of Western weapons to the country by bombarding rail stations and supply lines. Heavy fighting also raging at the steel mill in Mariupol, the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance fighters in that besieged southern port city. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an exclusive interview with Fox's Griff Jenkins, says he believes President Biden should visit his country.
I think that it would be a great signal, very important signal.
The Secretary of State and Defense Secretary, House Speaker Pelosi, and several members of Congress have traveled to Ukraine recently, but the White House says there's no plans for the president to. It's the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. It evolved into a party day across the U.S. It's also the National Day of Prayer.
This year's theme for the National Day of Prayer is Exalt the Lord Who Has Established Us from 2 Colossians. The day dates back to the 50s, but was signed into law into 1988 by President Reagan, establishing that the National Day of Prayer would fall each year on the first Thursday of May. A national broadcast is set for this evening at 8 o'clock Eastern. To find a local event, go to nationaldayofprayer.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.